Now we'll go to verse number 21. According to Gurudev, this is one of the most important verses. Yat yat acharati shreshthah. Tat tadevetaro janah. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokastadanuvartate. So he says, yat yat, just as acharati. Now this is a very beautiful word. Bhagavan says, acharati, not vadati. Acharati means does, vadati means says. So Bhagavan doesn't say how a wise person speaks, but how what a wise person does. Acharati means does shreshtha. Shreshtha means a wise person. A person who is higher than you is called shreshtha. So a person who is higher, the way he acts in the world, tattadeva, in the same way, itaro janaha, other people. So just as a higher person, how he acts in the world, acts, not speaks, similarly, others also follow him, itara janaha, others. And why? Sa yat pramanam kurute. Yat pramanam. Here pramanam means the standard. What he establishes as the standard, as the norm, kurute, does lokaha, other people, tat anuvartate, other people follow. So whatever standard he establishes, whatever is the right thing, that's what other people follow. So as we said, it is acharati, not vadati. So similarly, we tell our children, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should go to the temple, you should pray, you should not spend too much time on the cell phone. And what are we doing? The child looks, how many times does she go to the temple? How much time is he spending on the cell phone, my father or my mother? What you say does not have any effect. That's what Gurudev says in another place. He says, your words will have no effect unless you follow them. So what you are preaching others or what you are teaching others should not only be verbal, it should be followed. And it starts with leaders, you know, the leaders of the community. What the president does, I hope people don't follow. But I'm just giving an example. Generally, that's what happens. You know, what a leader does, people follow. But it's not only leader, is not only the president or the prime minister or the governor, but each one of us are leaders because we are leaders for our children. Or we may be leaders for our younger siblings or some new nephew or niece somewhere will say, you know, this auntie, I want to be like her. So we don't know whom we might be inspiring. So that's why one has to be very cautious and do what is the right thing. Of course, giving advice is good, but more important is doing what is right. Then only, because children are great imitators. That's what Gurudev says. Like yoga, Baba Ramdev, he started this, you know, system of yoga. Millions and billions of people throughout the world are following. Similarly, sports figures, you know, they have a great responsibility. You know, once they become a prominent sports figure like Michael Jordan or Joe Montana or Sachin Tendulkar, then people follow them. And interestingly, people don't see how hard they worked to reach that status. They follow their what kind of clothes they wear, how they wear the cap backwards, so everybody starting. These baseball players chew tobacco on the field, and so all the kids follow that. They don't see how hard they work. So that's why it's very important, whether they are sports figures or whether they are TV personalities, movie personalities, it is a great responsibility. So when you become a leader somewhere, then it is your responsibility to set the standard of how you work and how others will work after you. There's a very interesting story about Guru. So there was this man and his wife found a cat from somewhere. She had bought the cat and adopted her, and she loved the cat and always was holding her. And the more she got close to the cat, the more he disliked. He was irritated. He just didn't like animals. On top of that, she was spending too much time with him, with the cat. So he said, I have to get rid of her one day. So one day his wife was gone shopping. So he said, I'm going to go drop the cat somewhere so she doesn't come back. So he gets in the car, takes her and drops her about 2-3 blocks. In the corner of the, you know, the cat is not going to find her way back. And so he drops her. By the time he comes home, cat is already there and she is looking at him meowing. So he said, what? This cat came home? He said, this time I'm going to do. So he drives a mile away, drops the cat a mile away, comes back and cat is before him there, smiling. So now he's very upset. He said, I'm going to make sure she doesn't follow me. So he drives like a maniac, fast as the car can go, through the city, through the mountains, through the fields, through the countryside, through the forest, making right turn, left turn like crazy. And finally, in some remote place in the mountain, he drops the cat from the car. Now, this was before GPS and before cell phones. Now, he's lost. He doesn't know where he has gone. And he's totally confused. He said, how am I? And he tries to find his way back and he can't. He doesn't have a phone. He has no way to go back and he's lost. And then he somehow finds this, you know, this roadside highway phone, SOS emergency phone. And he picks up the phone and the operator tells the operator, look, please help me. I'm lost. Can you connect me to my house? I don't even know where I am. You know, so she said, okay. So she connects him. So he asks the wife, is the cat home? She says, yeah, cat is home. So he says, put the cat on the phone. I need directions. So we are also like that man. We are lost in this world. And we ourselves have got lost. Nobody made us lose. It is because of my actions, because of my vasanas, I am lost in the world. And we are seeking for a guru. He found it in the cat. Of course, we are blessed to have a Gurudev like Krishna or Swami Chinmayanandaji to guide us. So let us follow the directions and let us follow the right person. Now, as a father or as a parent, how should I work so that I become an example to my children? So they say, do what is good for society. Do what is good for others, because when you serve society and do it without I and my, without any doership, without any enjoyership, I am not doing, Lord is working through me, constantly remembering the Lord and setting aside some time in the morning to meditate, do some japa, take a mala and chant the name of the Lord. There's a lot of power in that. Swami Tejomayanandaji says, somebody asked him, what is the greatest spiritual exercise? He says, Ram Nam. Just chant the name of them. People say, hey, not that. I'm asking you which is the best Upanishad, which is the best Brahma Sutra. He says, Ram Nam. Just chant the name of the Lord. There is great power in that. So remembering the Lord and constantly. And work, even if we are not anybody great. You know, people say, I'm not that great. You know, I'm an ordinary person. Doesn't matter. Everybody starts small. Like Gurudev, it is said that when people asked him, how did you start teaching? He says, Gurudev says, when I gave my first talk, he was talking about the Upanishads. He personally went and put posters on the walls and distributed posters. And he said, on the first day, there were 5 people in the class, and that included the speaker. So he plus 4 others were that. But then slowly through word of mouth, it slowly spread. And ultimately now there's 70 centers throughout the world where hundreds of thousands of children are studying. So wherever we are, start small, work. Another example is smoking. You know, people themselves smoke. I know of a very person I know very well. He used to smoke. And one day he found his 13-year-old boy smoking. He caught him. And what was he smoking? He was smoking the leftover cigarettes that his father would leave in the ashtray. He would light and smoke them, or whatever pocket money he got. So father was so hurt that my son is smoking, copying me. So father gave up smoking. So from today onward, he never smoked after that. But son got addicted. Son continued to smoke even though the father gave up. And finally, he, as he became older, he developed heart disease, lung disease, everything. Father tried, but it was too late. So that's what they are saying. We are an example. And same thing he's telling Arjuna, that you are an example to the whole, not only to the Pandava family, you are the greatest warrior, but to the entire kingdom of, you know, of Hastinapur. And what you do will be an example to others. If you run away from the battlefield, what will happen? The Pandava brothers will no longer be interested in fighting. If they are not fighting, the kings are not fighting. They had combined many other kings and many other armies and all the soldiers. They will also leave. They will all be gone. Why? Who will they fight for? They came to fight for you, for the Pandavas, because Pandavas had a lot. And the Kauravas, of course, had more friends, and so they had a bigger army. So when you don't fight, the Pandavas won't fight, the kings won't fight, the soldiers will leave, and evil will triumph, because the Kauravas represent evil. They were inherently corrupt. So, yat yat acharati shreshtaha, tat tat eve itaro janaha, sa yat pramanam kurute, lokas tad anuvartate. So, you have to set the right example, then and then only this cause will be successful. You are not fighting for a personal cause, you are not fighting for a kingdom or for your family, you are fighting for dharma, fighting for goodness, for the right cause, for righteousness. So that's why you are an example, and we all are examples to somebody or the other. Even a five-year-old may be an example to his three-year-old brother, and we see that. Older brother, the younger brother follows 100%, or younger sister. So everybody is a shreshtha for somebody. And we all are examples to somebody or the other. Even a five-year-old may be an example to his three-year-old brother, and we see that. Older brother, the younger brother follows 100%, or younger sister. So everybody is a shreshtha for somebody.